born, he is doomed,
hated by Pharaoh.
He's not here because he will start as a bright light, a star.
Where? Not in this existence of the animals. Step to the dream. In the dream of Pharaoh, who is half animal. This Pharaoh will see that star and will not like it. Why? Because for this Pharaoh, the other side of the coin is opposite, is enemy. He's a dummy. He doesn't know the complement of two sides of the coin. Because of ego, he thinks Moses is bad. So let's stop him. This is how he is tricked. Because he will do the things that are needed for Moses to come. First of all, an illogical situation based on logical animal attraction. Remember? First stuff, he knows that, okay, this is the night. So he will invite all the Israelites to his palace to be there to make sure that they cannot have sex that night. So, a very magical situation for his treasure, because his wife is here now and the wife will go and kiss him and make love with him in the palace of a Pharaoh. Because this is the palace of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh is my animal. So the seed should be in here. The seeding process goes here. Next day he will realize, it didn't work. Now what? Now come around, I will show my face, then choosing this, then killing so many babies. And Moses? He will raise Moses. He will pay for his education. You know why? How else our Moses could have same education as Pharaoh? Because when it comes to the knowledge, they are the same. And our Moses will receive the possibility of the palace and everything. But he is Moses and he doesn't know it. Then, accident. Again. Then, my God. Miracles. No prophet ever had so many miracles. The guy is doing just like they do in Las Vegas. Honest, every single day he brings in this fantastic stuff, because that's how it happens. When the Moses will start here, then the magical flow will happen. There is a fight between Moses and Pharaoh in here. And the Pharaoh will be drowned in the water, the knowledge. And Moses just crosses the Red Sea. That's all he does. Then what? Then what happens? Oh, you forget about it, because this is a good happy ending. You forget that, no, the shadow of that Pharaoh is in here. Not in Moses, but the brother is there, the guy is there, and the cow is there. Do you remember the cow, which was a part of ego? Ego had donkey, dog, camel, cow. Remember, though. Then they admire the cow, golden cow, which is the first one. Cow is eating. The first one, to feed yourself. Feed yourself. In our case, when you feed yourself with the junk story of Hollywood, you're feeding yourself. That's the cow. And we'll talk about the cow later. But now we are at the point of understanding this complex. And because of that, Pharaoh, for 40 years, they go around and around and around. Because if you're self-centered, you go around yourself. You go nowhere. You need another rebirth. So Moses should go. Then the next one is called for, which is you. When they call upon you for your spirit to rise up. This is the Pharaoh. Here he says, look at the Pharaoh. Pharaoh was looking at all this which is here. Therefore, his wish was to change the consequence. And the consequence was laughing at his mustache. This is a very bad situation in old Persian, because the male chauvinist guys, they are the beard and the mustache. If you don't respect that, and if it is white, that's what it is. The old wise guy. You know why they're silly like that? And you're not? Because over there, the main thing, the most important stuff, is water shortage. And if you fight over the water, you lose the water. So the oldest guy will control the distribution. At least the water is being used. And things like that. 3,000 years ago. And they are still the same. Anyhow, the problem is, the consequence will laugh at you. Why? Because when you are trying to change the consequence, you are doing a lot of wrong deeds. That's how he kills those innocent babies. Yes?
Truly, the destiny every moment was laughing derisively under its lip at the mustache of that cunning plotter. He killed hundreds of thousands of innocent babes in order that the ordainment and predestination of God might be averted. In order that the prophet Moses might not come, he laid on his neck thousands of iniquities and murders. He caused all that bloodshed, and Moses was born and made ready for his chastisement.
Chastisement, I don't know what chastisement is.
Punishment.
The word here is different and is a very delicate word, which we use very scarcely, because it's very special. It's qahr. Qahr is opposite of lutf and tenderness. It's harshness, in a way. And we don't use that adjective very often. But here, it is used for Moses. Do you remember what Moses did? Moses is a very silly guy who is doing a lot of show-off, and he doesn't do the job. Imagine a guy that will do this, and suddenly the country is flooded by insects, and will do that, and suddenly a special fog will come and seek the firstborn male and will kill. Why doesn't he do this and kill the Pharaoh? Because Pharaoh could not be killed by Moses. Pharaoh and Moses are two sides of one coin. It's me. One part of me cannot kill other part of me. All the magic is to provoke Pharaoh to wake up. To wake him up that you are not the ultimate power. You are not the center of the universe. You are just a part of it. That's all. Therefore, here he will call it Qahr. Then he will go next verse. Pay attention. Next verse, please.
Had he seen the workshop of the everlasting, he would have ceased to move hand or foot in plotting.
See, if he knew that, he wouldn't need the opposite part and that harshness of Moses. If he knew. Yes?
Moses was safe within his house, while outside he was killing the infants in vain. Even as the sensual man who pampers his body and suspects someone else of a bitter hatred.
Why this comparison? He is talking about Moses, Pharaoh, those big guys, big story, everything is, and suddenly he goes to someone with ego. Why? To remind you, I'm not talking about a historical happening, two guys fighting each other. Remember, Pharaoh is the ego, because arrogance starts with the ego. So, it's exactly the same thing that someone will try to pamper the ego and will envy other people. Yes.
Saying, this one is a foe, and that one is envious and an enemy. Mm-hmm. In truth, his envier and enemy is that body.
How could you understand this? If we believe in the theory of that lady that we are animals, then how do we understand this? Because this doesn't fit in simple animalistic intelligence. Because for the animal, the best friend is the machine that it's running on, right? The body, the physical existence. To us, physical existence is the enemy. Because it's blocking the path of that invisible part of us. Do you remember that invisible part? What is that invisible part? You! Where is that invisible part?
It's every
Quran, book 1, first story, second paragraph. He said, imagination looks like invisible and non-existence, but everything is running on imagination, remember? Right at the beginning. Because we're talking about imagination, which is not visible by itself. Here, he goes back to that and says, okay, this body, this is my enemy, because it is stopping me of imagining. It will bring this existence up. Because the body is like, yes?
He is like Pharaoh, and his body, is his Moses. He keeps running outside asking, where is my enemy? His fleshly soul, luxuriating in the house which is his body, he nods his hand in anger against someone else.
Because when they ask you, who is your enemy? You never do this. You always point finger to outside. Why? Simple. Remember how you started? How your logic started?
With the illusion of separation.
Illusion of separation. Illusion of there is me and the rest of the universe. Therefore, rest of the universe I'm dealing with is my challenge. The rest of the universe is feeding you and keeping you. If the rest of the universe will let go of you, you will die. No, there is me and the game of survival. Oh, that's silly. We know that we are here because we are accepted to be here.
They want us to be